Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today, verses 45 through 49. 1 Corinthians 15, 45 through 49. Paul continues dealing with the question of what are our resurrected bodies going to be like. He says this in verse 45, "Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. But now just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven." Now, we were looking yesterday at what our resurrected bodies are going to be like, and we talked about the fact that it's going to be different from our natural bodies. It's going to be better. Sown in dishonor, raised in glory. Sown in weakness, raised in power. And we're going to we hinted at the fact that there's a chance that our resurrected bodies are going to be kind of like the resurrected body that Jesus has. And Paul's kind of hinting at this a little bit. We don't know fully, but he's talking about the fact that as Adam was the first man, Jesus then came as the second Adam, if you will, and we take on his attributes. Now, with that in mind, let me take you back to Luke chapter 24. We're going to look at verses 30 and 31. This is the resurrected Jesus now meeting with the two men on the road to Emmaus. It says, "So when he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he vanished from their sight." He had a body, yet he was able to disappear. Go over to verse 36 and we'll look at verses 36 through 43. "As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace be to you.' But they were startled and frightened, and they thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have.' And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy, they were marveling. And were marveling, he said to them, 'Have you anything here to eat?' They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them." Folks, Jesus, when he appeared in that upper room that same night that he was talking with the two men on the road to Emmaus, got to the house, was eating dinner with them, he broke the bread, and then he vanished. He also appeared later on in the upper room where all these people were gathered together. And they were so afraid because he just appeared out of nowhere. They thought he was a ghost or a spirit. And he said to them, "Hey, go ahead and touch me. You see, I got flesh. I got bones." Yet it's obvious that that body was not just like the body that he had while he was on the earth, because while he's on the earth, he wasn't able to vanish and reappear somewhere else. On top of that, we also see that he says, "Hey, give me something to eat." And when he ate it in front of them, it didn't hit the floor, because he was a real body. We're going to get real bodies. We're going to live in the millennial kingdom and then in the new heaven and the new earth. And our bodies will be created for those environments, if you will, just like he created our earthly bodies for the environment that he's put us in here on the earth. He's also going to create our heavenly bodies, our spiritual bodies for that. Now, folks, listen to me carefully. Those who go to hell, those who reject God's payment for their sin, they are going to get an eternal body as well. And it's going to be a body that's going to be able to feel torment and pain and fire, yet not be burnt up. Nowadays, we cremate and we can take a body that's here and we can put it in an oven, if you will, and burn it all up into ashes and dust. Yet the Bible says hell is eternal, where the worm doesn't die and the fire is not quenched. Do you know God's going to make an eternal body for those who are going to be punished for eternity, who've rejected his payment for their sin and have rejected and spurned his own love for them through Jesus? He's going to create a body for them that will be able to be tormented forever and not extinguished in the flames. God will make our bodies so that they will function in the world we have to come. My prayer is that you, through faith in Jesus, will enter into the world of God's reward and glory in that body. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.